Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. I'm so glad you're here today. I don't know about you, but it seems like most of the people I'm talking to are working on something. In fact, earlier today, I had a phone call with a friend and someone that volunteers here at the church, and they recently acquired a rental property, and there's some work to be done. And he's like, man, I've just got to do some work on it. I'm working on it. And it just seems like everybody's working on something. Some people are working on houses, some people are working on their cars, and many people are trying to work on themselves. Now, I don't know about you, but I know at least for me, I can work on other stuff, but the hardest person I work on is myself. It is so hard for anybody, myself included, to lead themselves really well. Well, there's a lot of things that I could work on today. In fact, looking around the house right now, I see lots of things that could be done. But out of all the things that we could work on, here's something I want to encourage you to make a priority. Work to become wise. Did you catch that? Work to become wise. In the book of Proverbs, the writer of Proverbs outlines several different kinds of people, and one of the people that he talks about is the wise person. So today, I want to give you what I consider to be the top four ways to work on wisdom. And here's the first one. Number one, listen to the right source. Listen to the right source. In other words, wise people are the kind of people that listen to wise instruction. They're the kind of people that realize that all sources or all information is not equal, and so they do what Proverbs 1 verse 5 says, a wise man will hear and will increase in learning. And so today, as you work on being wise, spend time reading God's word, spend time studying God's word, spend time pulling out the truth from it and placing it in your heart, and obey whatever God tells you to do. So if you want to work on being wise, number one, listen to the right source. Number two, honor the one who deserves it. Honor the one who deserves it. This is a way of saying that wise people are the kind of people that prioritize the person of God in their life, or as the Bible calls it, they fear the Lord. In fact, Psalm 110 verse 10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 3:7 says, do not be wise in your own eyes, but fear the Lord and depart from evil. This is the writer's way of saying, honor him, respect him. When you begin to fear the Lord, what begins to happen is your priorities come into alignment. A third way to work on wisdom is number three, relentlessly protect your relationships. In other words, wise people are the kind of people that associate with other wise people, like-minded people. Proverbs 13 verse 20 warns us, and it says, he who walks with the wise will grow wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. In other words, you become like the people you hang out with. In other words, if you're hanging out with wise people, chances are you're going to grow in wisdom. But if you hang out with people that know the truth but don't live it out, you're going to be negatively impacted by it. And here's a fourth one for today. Number four, if you want to work to become wise, capture what you've been taught. Capture what you've been taught. In other words, when there's a truth that you hear or a truth that you learn, find some way to capture it. Find some way to systematize it. Find some way to hold on to it, because wise people are the kind of people that preserve what they've gained and they put it to use. In fact, Proverbs 10 verse 14 says, wise people store up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish, it's near destruction. And so we need to store it up. We need to capture it. We need to put it in some system that we can apply it when necessary, because here's what I know. Truth that is not applied and not lived out ends up spoiling. And so today, I want to encourage you. There's a lot of things you can work on today. You've got a to-do list. You've got things around the house. There's probably something with your car, some appointment you need to make. But out of all the things you work on today, I want to encourage you to take some time, work on being wise. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.